Monthly Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3011. And this is dated the ninth day of Mar Cheshvin in Tavshin Tezvo, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvrocha. So the Rebbe says that it is explained, articulated in our Torah, especially in Hasidic teachings, that each Jewish person has a special mitzvah, a special subject matter in which he needs to be very careful. Zohir Tvei, must be very careful. As the language of the Talmud, Gedir Kashas, that says, be very careful, it says, there's a certain mitzvah that each person has to make it his mitzvah. The Rebbe says, look into the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe. And over there it says that that particular mitzvah or that particular aspect serves as the gate through which all matters of Torah mitzvahs of the person go up from below to above, and also through that gate are extended all matters and all flows from above to below that he needs, that you need, and of all your family members, may they live. Basically, there is something special for you that is your mitzvah, and that is your channel, and that's your gateway for all your mitzvahs to go up, and also a gateway for all the blessings to come down, for you and for your family. And not necessarily, the Rebbe says, that matter, that aspect, or that mitzvah is from those that need to be considered one of the most stringent of the stringent mitzvahs. It's not necessarily, as we see from the Talmud over there, that we call also the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is not considered such a such a stringent mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis, you don't even have to wear tzitzis unless you want to wear a garment that has four corners. But there's no technically a mitzvah to buy a garment with four corners to so that you put in tzitzis. So it's not considered to be a very stringent mitzvah. It's not an obligation on the person, etc. The Rebbe said, look in the Gemara there. So the Alter Rebbe also explains in the Geres HaKodesh, so how do we choose which mitzvah? Is the choosing of the mitzvah that each one has his special mitzvah, it's not a reasonable, it's not a logical, but it's something that comes from beyond the reason. That is the way Hashem wants that this should be your mitzvah. This would be similar to like you throw a lottery. You don't know, the lottery can go at 1, 2, 3, whatever it falls. So that, which mitzvah, it's almost like a lottery. This is your mitzvah. It's not connected to any logical reason why this mitzvah, why is it connected to you. It's just like a lottery. So how do we find out? Self-understood, how do we find out what's my mitzvah? How does one know what is their gateway? How does he know what's their mitzvah? So the Rebbe says, in most cases, you see how the divine, the supreme divine, conducts himself with him and sets up his area of service in a certain mitzvah. So if the Eberster put you, Hashem put you sort of in such a situation that is where you find that mitzvah and that aspect, that is the proof that is the actual gate through which your blessings, where you bring all your mitzvahs go up and from above to below. So basically, the Rebbe says we have to look in your, where Hashem put you, where he placed you, what's your position, to find out what your mitzvah is. So Rebbe says it's also self-understood that Zelu Umaze on the other side, and very specifically talking detail, other side, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, he knows and he feels specifically this matter and this mitzvah, this person has to be very careful because they serve as a support for all of his Torah and mitzvahs. So therefore, that is something the Yetzer Hara feels. He also knows that the success in his life, even physically, hinges on that aspect. And that is also that the Yetzer Hara opposes. Because the Yetzer Hara not only is trying to cause you to sin, he also doesn't want things to be good for you even physically. Because as the sages tell us, the Yetzer Hara is the one that brings the criticism. And he is the one that criticizes you. So he brings the negative about you too. Not only does he cause you to do negative, then he goes and speaks bad of you before Hashem. So therefore, the main effort with this person needs to be specifically in this mitzvah. To the extent, the Rebbe says, if that mitzvah is your mitzvah, sometimes you need to forego. This person needs to give up some of his perfections in other areas of mitzvah and to do that mitzvah which is important for him. As long that you will succeed in your war, the Yetzer Hara is trying. He says, okay, you can do other good things, but the Yetzer Hara really is trying to trip you and win the war against that specific matter which matters most. That matter that matters most to you spiritually for the mitzvah, physically and everything, that's where the Yetzer Hara puts up the biggest fight. So it's understood that if a person is a God-fearing Jew, the Yetzer Hara cannot come and as openly, because you're not going to listen to him. You're not even going to negotiate with him. You're not even going to enter into a discussion if you know that it's the Yetzer Hara. But the Yetzer Hara doesn't get worried about how to attract and how to get a person who's a Yiras Shamayim. He doesn't get scared. He has a way to get to you, as the expression of the Rebbe, the father of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that the Yetzer Hara sometimes dresses up in a garment of a righteous man, of a complete man, a humble man, a person of good character trait, as you see it in the Yom Yom, published in for the 23rd day of Sivan Tavshin Gimel. So, Hashem sort of revealed, Chosaf Hashem Zrei Kochei. He revealed Hashem is with his holy arm. Hashem gave us Torah Chassidus that revealed to us some of the tricks of the Yetzer Hara. Also in this, in order that a person should understand from where he comes and to where these matters go. And you should be even more careful, more than you are careful with open Ra. It's interesting. The Rebbe isn't talking yet about something specific. He's just talking about in hidden words. He's just saying that I'm going to guess when maybe somebody who was supposed to be doing, you know, maybe giving up time from learning to work with children or whatever it is, and he felt or maybe had to go out to a different community and give up some of the standard that he had. I'm not sure, but Rebbe is giving you the idea that sometimes where Hashem puts you, that's where you need to be. And even if it means to giving up some other things that are... And the Yetzer Hara doesn't like that because he comes to you with arguments telling you that, no, this is not proper, this is not Yiddishkeit. But when we learn, Chassidus explains to us things where and what, and you have to be more careful, even what's openly bad, as it brings down. So sometimes you know something is negative, so that's easier to watch from. But sometimes there are things that are hidden that you don't even know. And it's brought down in the interpretation of the students of the Ri, in Brachos HaReish Perek Kamo, that says like this, if there is a clear sin, which is called a chatos, you bring a sacrifice, that only costs you a danko. It's a smaller amount of money. But if you bring a offering for a questionable sin, which means you're not sure if you did this sin, it's a hanging asham, that has to cost two sloim, that's much more money. Why is it that this is more? Because when it's an open sin, the person knows for sure that he did a sin, and therefore his retraction, his regret, remorse, is with a full heart. And that's why a korban valued a donkey is sufficient. But when we're talking about an oshom talui, a hanging, we're not sure, even after your regret, and even after bringing the korban, the Yetzer Hara sort of calms you down. He says, well, for sure, you didn't eat anything wrong. You sure you ate the shuman. The shuman is the kosher fats. You did not eat the chalev, the trey fats. He calms you down. And therefore, everything is in order. That's why you have to bring the korban that has to cost you that much more. So the Rebbe says, when you know something that the Yetzer Hara is there, that's easier to battle. You can take him on. But when you don't know that it's the Yetzer Hara, and he appears to you that maybe he's the Yetzer Tov, then you need more strength. And the Rebbe explains here the whole system, how the Yetzer Hara works, and make sure not to fall in his hands.